Well, it's time now for Changing Australia, and many families have rich tales that have been told over and over across the generations. But how many of you take the time to actually record them? In regional Victoria, one group is working to ensure that the life stories of community elders are not lost. The Mallee's Living Histories Project pairs older Australians with volunteer writers to record and publish their precious memories. Vernon Knight is the man behind the project and joins me now. Vernon, welcome to Radio National Breakfast and Changing Australia.
Thank you, Sally, and thank you for your interest.
What was the driving force behind you wanting to set up a project like this, Vernon?
Well, it wasn't only me, I should add, but certainly the lead up to the Royal Commission into Aged Care was a signal that there were many folk in nursing homes and retirement villages who were in fact lonely. And it was an attempt to try and address some of that, knowing, of course, that the quickest way to make someone feel good about themselves is to invite them to tell their stories.
Mm. So how does this project work, Vernon?
It started off in one facility in Mildura, the Prince's Court, which has a nursing home and a retirement village. And the opportunity was created where residents could say, look, I'd like to tell my story. And as you indicated, they were paired up with writers. And that then resulted in the publication of a book at the end of the year. So some 14 or 15 stories were published at that point. Anyway, we're now 7 years in, and in December we'll launch book 7, and that will take our story count to a little more than 100.
What sort of reaction do you get from families to this kind of project? Do they learn things that they didn't know before about their loved one?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I went to a funeral recently where the person giving the eulogy said they wouldn't have known half of what their dad did if they didn't have the story that had been written about him. So, I think we do learn a lot. And I know at the launches they're really spine-tingling moments where, it's a sea of walkers and wheelchairs and grandkids and children and friends. And there's grandma or grandpa signing copies of the books to hand them out.
Sometimes dementia or memory loss can be there in some form. How do the writers negotiate around that? Because sometimes memory of people can't remember what they had for lunch, but they can remember very well what their school days were like, for example.
Yes, I understand that. But we certainly use family members to make sure that we're on track if there's any concerns about that. So it's very well scrutinised in terms of how we validate the information that goes into the story.
And what sort of response do you see from those people who are telling their stories to one of these writers? Do you see a change in their mood and their behaviour, Vernon, when someone is coming in every week or whatever the arrangement is to sit and listen to them?
Well, intuitively we know that, Sally, but it was actually evidenced a few years back when Monash Health did a review of the project and actually monitored what the reaction was to storytellers and their families. So we know for certain that it makes a difference. But I can tell you from my own experience, you've only got to lean forward and say, and what was it like when you were growing up? And all of a sudden the eyes start to twinkle and the memories come back and someone sits up a bit straighter and it's struck a chord.
Can it be challenging sometimes, Vernon, if there are difficult stories in the past?
Oh, undoubtedly, and that's part of our training program to handle those moments, because not all memories are good ones. But what the project aims to do is to capture the really precious memories, I suppose. And I should add that writing the stories and publishing the books is, in a sense, a byproduct. The important part is the is the contact. The mere fact that they've got someone coming in on a regular basis and chatting about the past and then comparing what they've written with what the memory said. And by and large, most of our writers continue those contacts well after the stories are published. So they're important connections.
The publication you have coming out in December will be your seventh, as you're saying. One of the stories in that's been recorded is the life story of Jean Grey. Can you tell me a little bit about that, Vernon? Because it's quite a remarkable life story.
Well, I'd like to say that they're all remarkable, but I remember talking to the gentleman that wrote Jean's story because... I think it was that Jean worked in the post office or the PMG when she was a young girl. And it was at the time of the breakout of the Second World War. And the defence forces, I guess, were keen to recruit people that had those technical skills because they wanted to form a group that would monitor communications from the enemy. So I think there was a group of about 30 young women who were then dispatched up to a base in Queensland where they were monitoring and decoding that information. Anyway, I have met Jean, and what a delightful lady. She's now over 100, I think. And anyway, she said to Peter when she started to tell the story, and she said, "I was required to take an oath that I would never divulge what I was doing for 50 years. And can I tell you, the 50 years are up. What do you want to know?"
What sort of things has the community learnt about itself? Because some of these life stories also fill in gaps and give greater detail of the history of the community in this part of Victoria.
Yeah, certainly. And remembering, of course, that the Mallee... in terms of the irrigation areas, is quite young. It was only in the latter part of the 19th century that it was established. So a lot of this history goes back to the early settlers, the soldier settlers, people who came in off station properties, remarkable stories. And I think essentially what's happened is the community has actually learnt about the people who shaped the community that we call home.
You're listening to Changing Australia on Radio National Breakfast. My guest this morning is Vernon Knight, creator of the Mallee's Living Histories Project. What sort of connections have you seen between the children, grandchildren, or even great-grandchildren of some of the people who are telling their stories as they learn more about their relative?
I could tell you a lot of stories, but one that sticks in my mind was when, again, a writer had taken the story back to the gentleman who was sharing the story for him to check it over. And he was living in a retirement village at that stage, but with serious health issues. And it coincided with grandchildren who were coming for dinner. And Grandma had said, "Oh, you might want to read about Pa's story. It's on the table there." And so the kids started to read it round the table. And then Grandma was saying, "Well, come on, wash up. It's time for dinner." "No, no, we haven't finished yet." So there was a real air of excitement learning what Pa had done.
It sounds like it's been a fascinating project for the participants and for the writers as well. And Vernon, I understand there must be a bit of storytelling and collecting in the blood. Your son, Ben Knight, is an ABC journalist.
He certainly is, yes. No doubt he's listening in. Hello, son.
And a former foreign correspondent for the ABC as well. Vernon, this is a fantastic project. Good luck with the launch in December, and thank you so much for talking to me this morning.
You're very welcome, and I hope people will go onto the website and they can learn about the stories themselves.
Thank you. Vernon Knight is the creator of the Mallee's Living Histories. There are some beautiful stories in there, and you can find out more on the website. Just search for Mallee's Living Histories, and you can find out more. And there are other projects in other parts of the country as well where volunteers go in and listen and record and write up the stories, particularly of people who might be in aged care or other situations who want their stories heard. It's a great process.